the remote, adjust the rabbit ears.
People talk.
It's TV Talk Talk with Sarah Grace on Bay 93.9.
Can't tell you how many nuggets I've eaten from this lady. She does it every week. And if you're wondering what the nugget is, it's the little gem. It's the little viewing pleasure that we didn't know about that Sarah Grace hands over. Good morning, Sarahs.
Good morning, good morning. Yes, I have some nuggets for you today.
Ooh, the pressure's on.
I like it.
Okay, fire away, Sarahs.
Okay, so first up, Tuesday, 7:30 on Channel 10, there's a 90-minute special and it's called Prince William, A Planet for Us All. And basically, the Duke of Cambridge has created this documentary. It's over 2 years and it's all about saving the planet. And he goes around to all different countries, Tanzania, Pakistan, New York, London, all different places, and like looks at ways that we can be fighting climate change and connecting with a lot of kids and realising that the next generation is the key to you know, making a difference. So it's really great to see him doing something like that, I think.
Yeah. I wonder if he got a lot of his sort of eco-friendly ideas from his dad, because before recycling used to be, you know, back when it was a dirty word, Prince Charles was like, you know what, we need to do this. Every household needs to recycle.
Really?
So I wonder if it's been passed down to him.
Wow, possibly. Oh, well, that would make sense, wouldn't it? Well, I think it's just really nice that they're sharing it with the world, you know, and using their position to make a difference. It's great.
I must admit, Sarahs, when you said Prince William's doing a doco called A Planet for Us All, I was hoping it'd be my favourite, which is, Hades.
Pluto?
Say it.
Oh, it's not a planet. Uranus.
Thank you.
Uranus.
Uranus lives. All right, so that's good. Tuesday at 7:30. Which channel?
Channel 10.
Beautiful.
So check that one out. Good one for the whole family.
Excellent.
Now, this one's not so good for the whole family, but great if you love horror. It's called The Haunting of Bly Manor, and it launches on Friday on Netty.
Yeah.
And basically, it's part of a haunting anthology. So there's already been The Haunting of Hill House that was very well received by the horror-loving community. And so this is the next one. And it follows an au pair from the States who goes over and looks after these kids in this big manor, and then in England and all this freaky stuff happens. It looks super scary, guys. It looks super scary.
Yes.
As long as there is a few paintings with the eyes moving, I'm happy.
But it probably is, I reckon.
You've got to have that.
There's every scary possible thing. Scary things
these days. Remember Lovecraft Country that you told us about? Oh, my giddy aunt says.
Yeah.
And Ratchet, you've recommended a couple
of heavens
above and hell's below.
Yeah.
Only watch one ep of that at a time.
It's deep. It's heavy.
Well, yeah, I know. That's it. Too much. Well, if you're on the scary bandwagon, this is the next one for you. So October 9th, it launches on Netflix, Haunting of Bly Manor.
Awesome.
Check that one out.
All right. Our bibs on. We've got our gloves on for...
Are you ready?
Yes.
We're ready
for nugs.
Okay, the nugs. This one's a bit sort of left of centre, just a bit out of the box, because it's actually old. It's not a new thing. Mm-hmm. It's called Skin. You can watch it on Amazon Prime. Actually, I'll give credit to my mum, Susie, for this one. She was telling me about it on the weekend, saying, hey, I watched this great film. You should check it out. And I was like, yes, here's a nugget. And we watched it last night. It is a bit of a nug. So it's called Skin. You can get it on Amazon Prime. But little hack for you, if you don't want to get Amazon Prime, you can watch it on YouTube. If you search Skin 2008 full film, you can watch the full movie. And it's got Sam Neill in it. He's a familiar face in there. And basically what it is it follows the true story of Sandra Lang, who is a South African woman whose race was unclassified in 1955 because they had to be either classified as white or black and then lead their lives accordingly, and there was no mixing or anything. It's quite horrific. It's a little bit hard to watch.
Okay.
But it's a really interesting story, true story about Sandra. She had white parents, but she was born looking black. So, and they were, apparently it's genetic throwback and things like that,
yeah.
Genetic line. But this poor woman then just didn't, like, it was the whole thing with her identity right through. And it covers what was going on in South Africa at the time. Yeah, difficult to watch, but very, very interesting. I highly recommend it. So it's an old one. It's from 2008.
Yeah.
Like I said, Sam Neill's in it. Sophie Okonedo plays Sandra. And, it's just a really interesting story. A true story.
Good.
Yeah.
Looks good. I'm going to check it out. Your nuggets are always amazing, Sis. Thank you for TV Talk. We'll catch up with you next week, next Monday.
All right. I'll talk to you then.